Our next reader, long-term ALTA member, is C.M. Mayo. She's the author of a number of books, most recently Metaphysical Odyssey into the Mexican Revolution, Francisco Madero and his secret book, Spiritist Manual. She's a translator of Mexican poetry and short fiction. Her work has been widely anthologized, and she's the editor of Mexico, a traveler's literary companion, which I know was in the bookstore, right?
Yes.
I think
yes.
I saw it there, yes.
Yes.
It's a wonderful series. There are many people in this audience who contributed to it.
Yeah.
For example, Pamela Carmel, Barbara Pashke, yes, you were in the Costa Rica.
Oh, the Costa Rica, yes.
Of course, I remember it.
Yes,
in fact, all my West Coast friends were in the Costa Rica version.
Joe and some, Argentina.
And the Argentina.
Yeah, yeah.
And you did Brazil.
And I did Brazil, and you did Cuba.
And Cuba.
Yeah. It's a wonderful series, and it isn't well enough known. The books are really beautiful. So, C.M. Mayo will come up here and read, forgive me, I'm...
Agustin Cadena.
Yeah. Come on up.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Agustin Cadena is a Mexican writer and poet who is born in the Valle de Mezquital, and he's now living in Hungary. He's been a professor of Latin American literature in Hungary in the University in Debrecen for about 10 years now. So he's outside, physically outside the Mexican literary community, but what's so interesting for me to see, because I met him before the internet really took off, and now he has a big following on Facebook, and he runs a couple of blogs. One of them is El Vino y la Hiel, con H, H-E-A-L. So he's not cut off from the Mexican literary community as he would have been in the past, which is interesting to see. And there's a lot to say about that. We'll be talking about that in our panel tomorrow. So far away in Hungary, and he's incredibly prolific. You may have heard my dear amiga Patricia Dubrava reading some of her translations of his work, but the two of us certainly cannot keep up with his production. He's won all sorts of prizes for literary works in all sorts of genres, from literary novel to theater to essay to poetry, and now he's even writing for children, and of course he has his very active blog. And he's also a literary translator, and I'm really, really honored that he translated two of my books, including the one that Alex has just mentioned, The Metaphysical Odyssey into the Mexican Revolution. So I'm going to read you just one poem. I wish I could stand here all night and just read tons of things, but I'm just going to read one poem in Spanish and then in my translation into English. This is from his book, a collection called Caceria de Brujas. This is the beautiful little grape purple book that it is. And this poem called Café San Martín, the translation appeared very recently in an anthology by Sara Cortes called Goodbye Mexico, Poems of Remembrance, and that was published by Texas Review Press. So here's the original Spanish, Café San Martín, which I also selected because here we are at the Café Passé, so it fits. Café San Martín. Do you remember the Café San Martín? I do, sometimes, when it rains in the afternoon and it's summer. We like to go there and drink coffee and smoke while we looked at the rain. The Café San Martín was small, lukewarm, and it had big windows that looked onto a meridian of June. But it is no longer there. Now, on that corner where it was, they sold video games. Have you tried to go back? Have you walked in the rain alone, remembering the girl you were and asking yourself, where would these people have gone with their pink curtains and old spoons and their Café San Martín? Yes, I have wanted to go back many times when I happen to think of you, when my shoes fill with water, and I wish I were that age again and not so foolish as to let go of your hand that afternoon. Once again, it is June, and raining. Everywhere there are cafes in certain neighborhoods. The present erases all traces. So I just started to read before I realized I was reading in English. no, I'll just quick redo the Spanish so you can get a sense of the music of his writing. Café San Martín. ¿Te acuerdas del Café San Martín? Yo sí, a veces, cuando llueve de tarde y es verano. Nos gustaba ir allí y tomar café y fumar mientras mirábamos la lluvia. El Café San Martín era pequeño, tibio, y tenía ventanas grandes que daban a un camellón de junio. Pero ya no existe. Ahora venden videojuegos en la esquina donde antes estaba. ¿Has intentado regresar? ¿Has caminado bajo la lluvia, sola, recordando la muchacha que fuiste y preguntándote a dónde se mudaría esa gente con sus cortinas rosas y sus cucharas viejas y su café San Martín? Yo sí he querido volver, muchas veces. Cuando me da por pensar en ti, cuando los zapatos se me llenan de agua y quisiera tener otra vez esa edad y no ser tan tonto, no soltarte la mano aquella tarde. De nuevo es junio y llueve. Por todas partes hay cafés en ciertos barrios. El presente borra todas las huellas. Thank you very much.